This Saturday marks the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. This week, we've been telling you about some of the local businesses that were involved with that mission. WXXI's Randy Gorman has a story about a local man who was connected to the Apollo program in a different way.
Before he retired several years ago, Mill Yesenow was chairman of the psychology department at SUNY Geneseo. But back in the late 1960s and early 70s, the Brighton man was a human engineering psychologist. After earning his doctorate at the University of Rochester, he worked for the Grumman Corporation for several years, part of the team that designed the lunar module. Yesenow was working in the Apollo program for the missions that came just after Apollo 11. He says among the areas he dealt with was how to design a spacecraft that looked at issues involving livability for the astronauts. For instance, how they would maneuver inside the cramped quarters of the lunar module.
They're human beings, and they're not as tough as you think they are. And had to deal with issues of living together in very, very tight quarters. So as a psychologist and a man-machine psychologist, these were areas of interest to me.
Yesenow says his signature is on the moon. He and his fellow workers at Grumman signed a document that was eventually put onto microfilm and left on the moon after the astronauts returned home. And that's something he says he's very proud of. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.